Good morning, world, with news and commentary for the 17th morning of June 2005. I'm King David McKenzie. Here's the way the world's treating itself this morning as of 11:30 UTC, and again, a late start to getting this material out to the World Wide Web, and I apologize for that. Part of that is because of the problems at my local internet service provider have been experiencing in the last few days, and especially yesterday, and I'll explain the rest a little later on. The war in Iraq is going so badly for the Bushites that now the congressman responsible for that goofy Freedom Fries campaign of a couple of years back, Walter Jones of North Carolina, is now signing on to a resolution calling for U.S. troops to be brought back home by, note this date, a month before the next congressional elections, October of next year. The Republicans now sense that they can lose the House and the Senate in those elections if the war continues to be as unpopular as it is. John Conyers held his hearings on the Downing Street memos yesterday, carried live on Pacifica Radio and C-SPAN 3 and C-SPAN Radio. Excerpts are also appearing on IndyMedia.org. The latest CBS News New York Times poll shows GWB on some bad skids with the American people. 61% don't like his handling of the economy. 61% don't like his foreign policy. 63% don't like his war on Iraq. And 75% don't like his handling of Social Security. And among Americans aged 30 to 44... his dislike numbers have jumped 14 points in the last month alone. And all of that leads to exactly why I'm doing these newscasts. And I'd like a moment to explain all of that. I am, as Lord Buckley might have said in the 50s, a history cat. Just the fact that I should even know who Lord Buckley was should tell you how into history that I am. Back in the early 60s, the motto that topical folk musicians like Phil Oakes and Tom Paxton worked on was, "Know the new facts early." And if there are two things that the mainstream media seem to constantly get wrong, they're the new facts and the history. And it drives me right up the wall that people who I know should know better are acting as if they don't. I'm physically disabled. I have a spinal condition. And I'm living in a Wisconsin city of a few dozen thousand. But these people in the so-called hubs of the media world are doing such a piss-poor job of documenting what's happening in the world that it makes it necessary for guys like me to reach past the pain in my spine and use whatever skills I have to mop up their mess and show some sense of what's going on. There are some days I can't do as much of it as I want to, some days because of my infirmities, some days because of others' infirmities. Today happens to be a combination of the two. I get no money whatsoever for doing this. I'm limited to an income of less than $1,000 a month on which my daughter and I try to make it through this day and age, and that's from SSI, and of course we know what GWB is trying to do with that. But I also still have the responsibility of pointing out things I see as a member of American society and as a member of world society. I owe a lot to the folks at radio.indymedia.org and radioforall.net, and especially Ben Birch at whiteroasesociety.org for making these platforms available to me. And that's why I always ask on each of these broadcasts, on these internet casts, if you will, to support them as much as you possibly can. And as long as I have air in my lungs and blood pumping through my heart, I fully intend to bypass those who refuse me the platform of the commercial media and still get the new facts and the history that places them in context out to you here. My email address is thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. I'll repeat that once more, The Voice of Labor, all one word, at centurytel.net. And one of these days I will explain exactly what that email address is all about. And if you're in the La Crosse, Wisconsin area, I'll be playing blues and jazz from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. tonight on WLSU FM 88.9, radio from the University of Wisconsin La Crosse campus. You do your best to survive the weekend, and so will I. Oh, I have one last thing. The European Prospective Investigation into Cancer and Nutrition has found that red meat intake makes people 35% more likely to develop bowel cancer. As a result, if you're taking your dad out for dinner on Father's Day, for God's sake, don't take him out for a steak. I'll be having a spaghetti dinner with a good garlic sauce myself. And I just wish I had the opportunity to do the same for my dad. I'll be seeing you Monday, and remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. See you in 3 days.